Bob Rydell, who was the winner of this year's Bob Dylan Look-Alike, Sound-Alike contest down at the Speakeasy in July. His winning performance consisted of singing The Tracks of My Tears while wearing a copy of Self-Portrait over his face. Well, Bob has put out something just in time. How coincidental. Just in time for the holiday season by Bob and the Dylan Tones that I thought you might be interested in hearing. Let's give it a spin on WNEW-FM. And the Dylan Tones, alias Bob Rydell, actually, and rather interesting version of White Christmas. Now, I've had that for a couple of weeks, and each time I listened to it, something in the back of my mind told me that I had either heard this before or something like it before, and I couldn't think of what it was until one of those blinding flashes arrived. And I remembered that back about 66 or 67, there was an album by a comedy group called the Hardly Worth It Players. In fact, they had a hit single with a strange version of the rock song Wild Thing as performed by, quote, Senator Bobby at the time. Well, an entire album of material came out from these folks, who included Dennis Holy, who is currently the host on Late Night America on PBS, Bill Minkin, a radio personality, and Steve Barron. I think Steve has done some game show hosting. That's on his list of credits. Anyway, there is a satire here of another wonderful piece of music, the Silent Night 7 o'clock news track by Simon and Garfunkel, was given a send-up by the Hardly Worth It Players, only they called it White Christmas 7 o'clock weather.
Senator, we're trying to make contact with the students. Do you have any ideas here?
Well, I was thinking maybe something in the folk bag.
The folk bag?
Yes.
Do you have anybody in mind?
Well, I was given suggestions like maybe Protest Phil, but his songs are much too long.
Uh-huh.
Someone else said maybe the girl from California with the long hair and the high-pitched voice.
Right.
Yes, but she has problems with the taxes.
Well, we knew you were having a little trouble, so I think we've come up with somebody who's just perfect, Senator. I think you're going to like him. He's called Bobby the Poet.
Oh, well, anyone with the name Bobby can't be all that bad. Christmas. Is he putting me on?
Just like the ones I used to know.
He refuses to compromise, Senator.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen.
He talks funny.
To hear sleigh bells in the snow that blows and flows and rolls.
That's poetry.
With every Christmas card.
sunny skies, warmer weather in the Lake Region, the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, the Gulf Coast, Mississippi valleys, the Great Basin, and of course Miami Beach. It will be colder over the Central Plains states and the Rockies. Here are some temperatures around the country. Philadelphia 35, Boston 47, Chicago 38, Cleveland 42, Los Angeles 75 with smog, New York 40 with smog, Miami 23, Seattle 60, El Paso 51, Nashville 64, no weather today in Moscow. And in Greenwich Village, the temperature is 98.6.
That's Bobby the Poet, actually the Hardly Worth It Players, and White Christmas, 7 o'clock weather. We'll be back with a Christmas theme set right after these messages. Impossible to ignore the fact that Christmas can be an extraordinarily emotionally draining time for people, and for others, Christmas is not so merry. That's the subject of this theme set at WNEW-FM.
Skate away on. for so long. I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. They're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Just a little peace of mind when everything
given away.
Some music about what might be called the other side of Christmas. That's John Prine and Christmas in Prison, the late Jim Croce before that, It Doesn't Have to Be That Way. Bonnie Kolak, the 25th of December. Gordon Lightfoot's Song for a Winter's Night. Joni Mitchell from the Blue Album with River. And Dan Fogelberg starting things off from The Innocent Age, Same Old Lang Syne. 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, Pete Fornatale on this Sunday, the 23rd of December. Coming up in the next hour, we will have some carols by the Caroling Carolers and a visit by Tom Rush, all on Mixed Bag at WNEW-FM in New York. On on Mixed Bag with a special encore performance of last year's visit by the Caroling Carolers at WNEW-FM.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came inside. Gathering winter fuel. Hear the page and stand by me, if thou know'st his telling. Yonder peasant, who is he, where and what his dwelling? Sire, he lives a goodly Kent underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I shall see him dine when we bear them thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together, through the rude wind's wild lament, and the bitter weather. Say the night is darker now, and the winds grow stronger. Fills my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer. Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage. Freeze thy bloodless coldly. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. It was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now shall bless the poor, shall yourselves find figgy pudding, now bring us a figgy pudding, now bring us a figgy pudding, and bring it right here. We won't go until we get some, we won't go until we get some, we won't go until we get some, so bring it right here. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Well, that is our Christmas present to all regular Mixed Bag listeners, an encore performance of last year's visit by the Caroling Carolers. Now, at that time, the group included Margaret Dorn, Ilana Murillo, Libby McLaren, Bonnie Mann, and Suzzy, Maggie, and Terry Roach. So if some of those voices and some of those harmonies were familiar to you, that is certainly the reason why. I cannot vouch as to whether or not this was the same exact contingent that appeared these last two nights at the Bottom Line, but I know it was terrific anyway. And I would like to thank all involved for making this second annual Christmas show such a pleasure to do for all of you, and it continues. As I mentioned earlier, last week we told you about the Mixed Bag second anniversary party. It happens this year on Sunday, January 13th, 1985, from noon to 4 at the Lone Star Cafe on 5th Avenue and 13th Street. It is being done this year as a benefit for Folkworks, the public interest production company, and it's our job, in order to help them do their good work in the year ahead, to raise some money. So tickets this year are $15, and I have to tell you, they are well worth it.